Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Talk About Love is here with you this evening. After two weeks, we have been kind of, I can't really say on hiatus, but we had to regroup, and I really had to personally spend some time with the Lord. Amen. Just to get things in order. Sometimes you have to pull back so that you can hear clear and that you can free yourself. Is that all right? From distractions and from things that get in the way of us being able to commune with the Lord in unbroken fellowship. Praise God. I'm so delighted to be here with you tonight. Let's Talk About Love. Hallelujah. It's back on the air. Excited about what the Lord is doing. Excited for you, and you, and what God is getting ready to do in your life. Listen, you got to know that. You got to know that He has a plan. You have to remember that in spite of. We have to have it in spite of. Is that all right? In spite of all that we may experience or face or go through, God yet has a mighty plan. Hallelujah. Whatever He does big and grand. Amen. It may seem like a small thing to somebody else, but you yourself know what you've gone through. You yourself know what you believe in God for. You yourself know the blood, sweat, and tears that it took for you to hold your head up. Come on, to keep from drowning. Hallelujah. And we ought to give Him praise in spite of what we're going through. He's faithful. He's so faithful to us. Hallelujah. And He deserves all of our praise. Amen. Praise God. I want to get into this story, this account of Jesus going into Jerusalem for the last time before He was crucified. But before we do that, by way of announcement, I just want to encourage each and every one of you. Thank you first and foremost for your support and your prayers and your encouragement in pre-ordering the second edition of Gateway to Glory, 31 days of prayer, expecting nothing but miracles. God has really downloaded His heart in this piece like never before. And I'm not saying that because He gave it to me to write. I'm saying I myself am personally being challenged in my own walk with the Lord and in my prayer life. Glory to God. And that's what we want the Holy Spirit to do. That's what He does. That's His job. And so I get a little peculiar about this Holy Ghost that don't let you feel convicted when you're doing wrong. It's a ghost, all right, but I don't know if it's the Holy Ghost. Because the Holy Ghost will let you know, listen, you need to come up in this. This needs to be put down. I'm getting ready to cut this off. You know, He's very faithful to making sure that we're in check and we're in line. Because God is a God of what? Order. He's a God of order. Amen. And so the Holy Spirit is not going to sit there and let you just be raggedy. Mm-hmm. Without convicting you or without saying something. Glory to God. The question is, do we have ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying? Praise God. So anyway, I want to encourage each and every one of you to go ahead. If you haven't done so, pre-order your copy. And I'm telling you, this is not for church folks. And I'm not trying to be funny. If you just go to church to warm the pew, don't bother. Hallelujah. Do you hear? God has called you to do more than just mark time and sit idly by while the world goes to hell in a handbasket. You have been called with a holy calling. And if you're serious about that call, you're serious about the place that God is trying to get you to, hallelujah, and you're tired of the devil messing over you, I want you to get the book and be encouraged and let the Lord minister to your heart. All right? Amen. It's available on www.mgpage.net. You'll find it there, and I will personally autograph the copy for you and send it to you. I want you to give me feedback, those of you that have already purchased the book. Amen. When you're done, send Sister Paige some feedback. Let me know how it's blessed you. All right, let's get into this word right away. We're going to go to Luke 19. Glory to God. Luke 19, and we're going to start at verse 35. Glory to God. Woo, Shanda Baba. Thank you, Jesus. Listen to what it says. And they brought him to Jesus. I'm in in the King James Version. That's what we're reading tonight. Mm-hmm. In the New Testament, Luke 19. And they brought him to Jesus. And they cast their garments upon the colt. and they set Jesus there on. Jesus had asked the disciples to go into the village and bring him a colt, a donkey, that he was going to sit on to ride into Jerusalem before he was going to be crucified. Hallelujah. Look at verse 36. As he went, they spread their clothes in the way. Folk were happy about Jesus coming on through. Hallelujah. Some of them had already been touched by him, whether by his words or his hand. Lord have mercy. There were people in the crowd that were happy about their Messiah coming on through. Lord have mercy. It was fulfillment of prophetic word that had been spoken. Hallelujah. In the old covenant, he said, behold, oh, this is Zion. I want you to rejoice, daughters of Zion, because your Savior is coming, riding on a colt. Your deliverer is going to come. And here is the fulfillment of God's promise. Here he comes. Look at him. Or the donkey. Lord Jesus, get it ready to ride through. Lord, I want you to pass on through this airwaves. Is that all right, Jesus? Hallelujah. There are people that are waiting. With that, I feel God tonight, y'all, with expectation of what you're about to do, expectation of you to come on in and set right, right, Lord Jesus, under the bush, to heal sick bodies through, riding on the donkey on tonight, hallelujah. Now, please understand that there were a lot of people, in the crowd, they were taking off their clothes, oh God, and laying their garments down. We will get the impression by that action that they knew who Jesus was. The king is coming, yeah. This is the king. Now, I know other people call him other things, but he done touched my life. And I know that he's not an ordinary man. It's so special about this Jesus. For me to take off my clothes, Lord God, and lay it down for him to walk on the donkey. Oh, I love my vocal smile. I love how God illustrates his heart. Because the donkey is not considered a prized animal. It ain't nothing too precious about the donkey in his looks. As a matter of fact, we call the donkey a jackie. A dummy, yet no stupid and slow. But this donkey, bless God, is what God chose to ride into Jerusalem on. Now, as quiet as it's kept, the donkey's a strong animal. Stubborn, but strong. Like some of us, stubborn, but strong. And Jesus is going to ride you, baby. I feel the need to prophesy that to somebody over the airwaves tonight. You could be stuck in your way, set in your way, whatever you want to call it. But God going to get a hold of your happy hips. And he going to ride you down and humble you. Hey, because what God is about to do is not about you. Yes, he loves you. Yes, he wants to bless you, but you got to remember there are souls that are waiting on the move of God in your life. That's why you couldn't come on here, commit suicide. That's why you couldn't be taken out, because there are souls waiting on what God put in your belly. Praise God. So they spread their clothes in the way, and when it was come nigh, when it got closer, even now at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in highest. My goodness, they were having a praise party, giving Jesus praise, giving God glory. Under yeah, and some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said unto him, Master, rebuke thy disciples. In other words, make them shut up. They're making all this noise, all this hoopla about you. Please understand that the Pharisees were not Jesus' friends. They were enemies of the crowds. But there was one Nicodemus, remember him, who recognized who Jesus was. Rebbe Keshmer. And see, Jesus might cause a stir and a stirrup and a shaker, because there were many Jews that in the midst, you know, and perform miracles and things. As quiet as it was kept, yeah, they came on the right side. Glory to God. Somebody got to come on out tonight. You got to come out from among them and be separated. Listen, you can't be with the crowd all the time. God wants you to stand up for righteousness. You got to leave some folk behind. Hallelujah. It's going to cost you some things, but it's all right. There's nothing that you lose in this life for the sake of our Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, that he will not repay you double fold. Come on here, 100-fold, triple, quadruple. Come on, he's going to repay you here and in the world to come. That's his promise. Hallelujah. And so look at what happened. The Pharisees are upset about this praise. Can I tell you something? The devil is upset about your praise. That's why he keep your mouth shut. Come on here. But if you can open up your mouth and do like these folk did, glory to God in the highest. Peace in heaven. Blessed is my King. And your commander. If you could just recognize the power that's I'm going to try to get the ball. But I feel a Holy Ghost fit out. About to come on up in here. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Yes, sir, yes, God. If you can just open up your mouth. Ain't nobody saying you got to scream and holler. But I want you to, you can't sit still for so long. When you begin to think about the goodness of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Pharisees came up and said, Master, you got to rebuke your disciples. God help me. The devil can't stand your praise because it breaks, come on here, it breaks chains, it breaks fetters, it destroys yokes, it moves mountains, pulls down walls, ushers in the move of God. That's what your praise will do. It'll stir up devils, and they got to feed the building. Y'all don't want to talk. Hallelujah! The enemy can't take your praise. If some of y'all have been rebuked, even in the church house, come on and be honest. When you go for broke praising God, we don't think all of that. Why they got to be so loud? Why they got to be you better praise him, baby, because you don't know like I know. They don't know like you know. They weren't there, my God. When you cut yeah, come on. But you tried to pull a trigger, but the gun got jammed. Now, I'm going to put some real serious folk tonight. That bit now is a stage of death. Oh, my God. Come on, they weren't there when the enemy was whispering in your ear. Go ahead and take one of the pills. This, nobody cares anyway. And Jesus can't stop by. Oh, God. Jesus tonight. Man, the doctor shook his head and turned away. And here comes Jesus and touched his full body. And God got the scratch in the head and said, it got to be God. I know there is a God right now. You better praise him. You did a nice thing. Hey, God. You got to look at this lesson here. And look at this power of Christ. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yeah. And if you feel a little nervous about it, just go to thinking. Really keep my little mouth. If you're among if you're in a bougie city, my God, and they don't like all that noise, I tell you to go in the corner and go cry. Go crazy. Better yet, listen here. Let me tell you what will happen if you start to try to stifle your praise. Look at what he said to them. Jesus answered and said unto them, I'm going to tell y'all something. If these should hold their peace, the souls would immediately cry out. Y'all don't want to have no church. He said, if these, don't praise me, rocks are going to start to make a noise. That's the last time I checked. A rock didn't have no life, no heartbeat, no brain waves, no cells, ligaments, or tendons, a rock fell out. Is an inanimate object. Oh, Jesus, Mama Kashmai. But it's something about the Holy Ghost. When Jesus stopped by, you can't help. Well, come on here. Can we be honest? Your sister Paige, be honest with you right now. I'm going to put myself right out there. And the Holy Ghost is moving through this radio wave. I'm in a little pain right now. It's not natural, man. But something happened. Something happened. At the name of Jesus. Yeah, you can get a payment. Yeah, he'll take you out of your circumstance. Your mind will be elevated to a higher place. Yeah, your spirit can't keep still because of the Holy Ghost. It was a prophet. It was a prophet Jeremiah. Under the Kush Mama. Who said it's just like fire? Well, you done vow to yourself and everything else that you ain't gonna preach or you ain't gonna do, and I ain't gonna. I get you sit right there. Let the fire get up under you. Lord Jesus, you don't have a choice. This power ain't to play with. Lord Jesus, you don't understand. You don't get it. Jesus, the King of Kings. Jesus, Alpha and Omega. Jesus, the beginning and the end. First and the last. Rose of Sharon. Where I am. Mighty Lady. Wonderful. Counselor. Prince of Peace. El Shaddai. He's everything. Everything. Yeah. 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 I can see it. Come on here. I can see a Scooby Doo is passing by. I ain't entertained. And I ain't too thrilled. Listen here. Back in the day, if it was Michael Jackson, I might have shed a tear back then because I loved him so. But with this thing,
praise got to be released. The glory of God can't be contained.
You know it, you know it. How many times you going to church bad? Well, you've been upset. I'm going to just sit here and just do my part and pay my money and go home. Drinkish my lapoosh. And the Holy Ghost set a fire to your tail. Lord have mercy. It came in and made everything all right. That's Jesus. That's Jesus. The quicker picture up. That's what we're talking about. That's what we ain't talking about. Nobody coming, walking through the city, coming through your town, sweeping through this nation, coming in your house. We're talking about Jesus, the one and only true living God. I know the world, but like the name, and I couldn't care less. Jesus, hey, that's the name above every name. That's the name in which demons tremble. Let a Kushman die. Even they have enough sense to get nervous. What's wrong with you? Praise them! Praise them! Praise them! That's where your power is. Your deliverance. Your breakthrough and your praise. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Jesus knows your struggle. He knows your pain. He knows your dilemma. He knows about your disorder and your dis-ease. He knows it. You ain't saying nothing that he don't know already about. And you don't have a problem that's too great for him to solve. Hallelujah. We have to get to the place where we don't allow our circumstances to dictate our praise. And see, the sad thing is the devil knows. The enemy knows. He knows that your power is in your praise. He knows this. So if he can get you to be quiet, if he can get you to stifle your praise, if he can get you to not acknowledge that God's hand is on your life, if he can get you to back down and turn away from your praise posture, then he's got it made. But we don't do that, do we? We don't give him no space, do we? We don't give place to the enemy. And you know what happens when you don't praise God? You give him place to the enemy. Fill up your space with praise. Will you do that? Fill up your space with worship. Claim, decree, and declare who you know Jesus is in your life. I said he's worthy. He's worthy of all of our praise. Psalm 157 and everything that has breath. Listen, even the birds. Are you here? Hummingbirds, robins, and bluejays, and even the parakeets. And come on here, mockingbirds. Praise him. When the cow moves, he's, or she's praising him. When dogs bark, you're better than the dog, ain't you? Come on here. Hallelujah! When the eagle soars in the wind. Hallelujah! He's praising God. Hallelujah! Waves of grass going back and forth. So come on. The trees' branches make a joyful noise as the winds blow. Come on here. Even the sea roars, the Bible says. Hallelujah. Power is in your praise. Power is in your praise, beloved. Everybody praises differently. Let's go there because I hear it. Everybody don't shout. I get that. Everybody don't hop on one leg. I get that. Everybody don't have the one to a shuffle. I get it. Hallelujah. And guess what? For those that can't speak, they do something. Hallelujah. There's a praise on the inside. Sometimes there's no word. Tears will just start to fall in. God acknowledges your praise, beloved. Hallelujah. Don't hold your peace. Turn loose your peace when it comes to praise. Let loose your praise because atmospheres are metamorphosized when you praise. Hallelujah. When you praise God, he gets on the junk. Listen, he's already on it. but he accelerates his movement. Do you believe it? It fortifies your spirit when you're having anyhow praise. You let the devil know you ain't running nothing up in here and nowhere else. Eternity is mine. As for me and my house, we're going to serve him out. We're going to praise him. Hallelujah. Power is in your praise. Beloved, let me pray for you. Father, I thank you for the spirit of Judah, Handi Yokoshmai, that you commanded to be sent first in the battle of Jericho. Many of your children tonight, Lekiyama, are facing walls that refuse to come down. Halabukoshme. And you won't move those walls until we praise. Hallelujah. You gave specific instruction to send praise first. We acknowledge you tonight in our praise. Hallelujah. To the Lamb of God, you are so precious, Jesus. Hallelujah. To your mighty name. Hey, hey. We thank you that through our praise, cover both. Hallelujah. Mouths are being moved right now. Faith is being stirred up right now. Bodies are being healed right now. Sickness is fleeing right now. Minds are coming to themselves. Oh, rekebeshi anah. Hallelujah, the depression is leaving. Hallelujah! Grace, no longer paralyzes your servant. Finances are being released. As we pray, relationships are being mended, broken hearts bound up, wounds are being bound up, closed, atikimi. Yes, God, those gaping wounds that band-aids can't fix are being healed from the inside out right now as your people praise. Hallelujah. Put the praise deep down on the inside of our bellies. Hallelujah. We need them to war, Lord. We need praise power to war. We need praise power in the battles of Jericho that we face every day. In the name of Jesus. We think that walls are coming down right. Rekeshanamakai. Marriages are being reconciled right now. Rekishiandarabokusma. Adultery, yes, Lord, fornication and incest. Kata tababakashmiki. Rebekesh bokushba. How? The head of it, Tanabokusma, is being chopped off right now as we praise. Father, I thank you for loosing the tongue of your children, that they will not be bound, halabokoshma, but that the praise would well up, haya mama she, from the well of living water on the inside. Father, stir up the praise in the name of Jesus, not by might nor by power, but by your precious Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. And we seal this prayer with the precious blood of Jesus, and thank you for the seal of thy Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen. Beloved, listen, that's my time. You stay encouraged and you remain blessed. Keep your praise on. You hear? Keep the praises going up. That's your power. It's your weapon.